Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. We've mentioned before that a karov, that somebody who's a relative, is pasul le'edus, they're disqualified as serving as a witness for a case. And the Mishnah now lists what are the krovim, what constitutes a relative. Ve'elu hein ha'krovin. The following are considered krovim: aviv, a person's father, v'achiv, and his brother, v'achi aviv, and his father's brother, v'achi imo, and the brother of his mother, uval achoso, and the husband of his sister, his brother-in-law, uval achos aviv, also the husband of his father's sister, his uncle by marriage, uval achos imo, also the husband of his mother's sister, another uncle by marriage, uval imo, also the husband of his mother, his stepfather, v'chamiv, and his father-in-law, v'giso. V'giso is a brother-in-law. Now this means the brother-in-law that you are married to sisters. All of them, hein, they are pasul, v'nehen, and their sons are disqualified, v'chasnehen, and their sons-in-law as well. However, v'chorgo levado. However, if you have a stepson, a son that your wife has from a previous marriage, he is pasul, he is disqualified to you. However, his son and his son-in-law would be kosher. However, the wife of your stepson has the same status as chorgo, as your son, stepson, who's both of them would be disqualified. You couldn't testify on behalf of your stepson's wife because a woman is considered like her husband. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Zo Mishnas Rabbi Akiva. What we just said above all is from the position of Rabbi Akiva. Of a Mishnah Rishona, however, the initial Mishnah prior to Rabbi Akiva maintained a different position. They said, Dodo, your uncle, Uven Dodo, or your cousin, your uncle's son, V'chol ha'roi l'yarsho, anyone who is in a position to inherit you, that somebody who would inherit you, to them you're pasul. However, let's say ache imo, the brother of your mother, he would be able to bear testimony on your behalf because since he couldn't inherit from you, but you, since you could inherit your mother's brother, if your mother's brother dies without any children and the only one to inherit him is your mother, and then subsequently you can inherit your mother, so you would be disqualified, however, to testify on his behalf. Since you could yarshin him, you could inherit from him. V'chol ha'karov lo ba'osu shah. What's included in a relative is anyone who is a relative to you at the time of the testimony. However, ha'yakarov v'nisrachik, if he originally was a relative and then he's no longer a relative, such as, let's say, it's a son-in-law and his wife dies, the man's daughter dies, prior to his seeing what would be the testimony. So hareza kosher, that would be kosher because he's no longer your son-in-law. However, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda disputes that, and he says, Afilu mesam bito, even if your daughter passes away, v'yeshlo banim imena, but if there are sons from her, which come from this man, from this son-in-law, hareza karov, their son-in-law is still considered a son-in-law regarding that, and you would be disqualified to each other. As a personal note, I found it fascinating. I have my grandmother's brother, my great uncle's ksuva, that was written in Eretz Yisrael in the 1930s, and I noticed that one of the edim, one of the people who signed on as a witness on the ksuva, was Rav Aaron Cohen, Rashiva of Chevron, and he was my grandmother and as well as my great uncle's second cousin. So it happens to be that his second cousin is able to serve as a witness. However, the Chassam Sofer paskins that's as long as it's not known that they are relatives. If it's known that they're relatives, then they shouldn't be used. They're not really disqualified, but they shouldn't be used. But people did not commonly know that my uncle and Rav Aaron Cohen were second cousins. What's also fascinating is that the other witness later became related in a way, and that he became my grandmother's mechutin, that he later on was my father's brother's father-in-law. But that happened later. One other fascinating thing about this kesuva is that it was a pre-printed form kesuva from Yerushalayim, and there is a line there where the chassan commits himself to not leave Eretz Yisrael However, my uncle did not sign that, and sure enough, they moved back to America.